Welcome to the Almost 20 podcast. If you are a returning listener, welcome back to the Almost 20 podcast. Today, I'm going to be talking about a topic that I think is really, really important, actually, and it's social media. But before we get right into it, I did want to talk about something. For those of you listening who had listened to, you know, the last solo episode, we did something on that episode in the beginning of the episode before I started talking about whatever topic it is I had to talk about in that solo episode. We played a game, and in that game, I was trying to guess what it is you that is listening is actually doing while playing the podcast or while listening to the podcast. And it was a fun game, okay? I was reveling in my victory of, you know, I had imagined that I had just listed out what everybody was doing while listening to the podcast. And in my mind, when I finished listing it out, you know, when you play a game and you've won, and you know those games that go victory. That's what I was feeling. That's what I was just in my space of victory, right? Only for me to drop that episode and you guys listening to it. And then some of you guys sat down. I don't know how you guys did it, but you guys sat down and wrote me a letter. You guys presented that letter to me anonymously, okay? And here's where it gets pretty interesting. The letter goes like this. You guys said, "Dear Martins, you big fool. You think you got us? You big clueless fool. Ha. You really think you got us? Like, you really actually thought that you sat down and listed out the activities we were doing? We weren't cooking. We weren't taking a shit. We weren't walking. We weren't jogging or doing any of the activities that you were yapping about on your pod, okay? On that episode, we weren't actually doing any of it." And so I responded, "Oh, dearest listener, what is it that you do while listening, you know?" And then they told me what it is they do, and I smiled wickedly. I was like, "All right then, no problem." And then I responded to them. I was like, "Dearest listener, oh yeah, I didn't mention that, silly me. Anyways, thanks for listening. I really appreciate you, you know, hanging out with me and all of that. See you in the next solo episode. Sincerely, Big Fool." Because you guys thought that, you know, you were going to escape. For some weird reason, you guys were reveling or happy with the idea that I wasn't going to get you guys, right? So I sat down and I brought out more activities. And so if you are listening to this episode and I list out activities that you might be doing while listening to this podcast, then you're out of the game. It's something we often do in solo episodes, and I found it particularly funny when, you know, listeners reached out to me. when listeners reached out to me and they were like, "Nah, Martins, you didn't guess what we're doing. We're doing none of the activities that you had mentioned." And so I'm here again with a list of activities. And if I do mention what it is you are doing while listening to this podcast, you are out of this game. Okay. So first of all, if you're cooking, you're out. Yes, I know. You are probably doing that same thing, which is cutting the onions. You are turning the food. I have a personal vendetta against anybody cooking while listening to the podcast. So if you're cooking while listening, you're out. The second person is eating. Yeah. That food is probably stuck in your mouth now while you're in surprise, but you're out. If you're coding while listening to this podcast, you're out. If you're sitting down while you know, chewing gum, you're out. If you're sleeping, if you're sleeping, just turn off this episode and don't come back here again. Just kidding, Sha. But if you're sleeping, you're out. You're not about to sleep on this episode, like I've always said. If you're walking, you're out. If you're editing a video, you're out of this episode. If you're jumping up, you're out. Okay, these are what I've got for today. So if I listed any of the activities you're doing while listening to this podcast, you're out. By the way, that email was a joke, Sha. It was a joke. But I found it interesting and a little bit heartwarming and funny when some of you guys actually DM'd me and told me that, you know, you did not guess what we are doing. We're totally doing a different thing. So I believe I must have touched on what it is that you guys might have been doing while listening to this podcast. Anyway, as I would always say, regardless of whatever it is you're doing while listening to this podcast, just shift closer to me and let's have a very important conversation. Now, before we start this conversation, I did have something I want to say, and I think it's more of a confession, you know. And what I wanted to say is that I haven't been consistent with journaling. I know that I've talked about journaling a lot on this podcast, and I think I would die preaching about journaling. And if you're a long-time listener of the podcast, then you obviously know about how I've talked about the benefits, the importance, and just benefits, basically, of journaling, how it's really good. I'm coming here on this platform to say that I haven't really been consistent with journaling. And I don't think I've done it in a very, very long time. You might be thinking, well, Martin, you might be forgivable. How long is a very long time? I'm talking a month, and I'm talking weeks upon weeks. And I think it's been 2 months. It's been 2 months and I haven't journaled. And when I say I haven't journaled, you might be thinking it's sort of this dear diary. No, it's nothing like that. I feel like journaling helps me with clarity. You know, I think there's something beautiful with just pouring down your thoughts, articulating it. It's almost like there's this weight lifted off your shoulder. And so the benefits are so much. And I don't know what it is, but I've just not done it in a while. I don't know the reason why. When I think about why I might not be journaling as much as I often do, I think what comes to mind is maybe my schedule. Even though it's not really busy, my schedule has totally changed. The thing is that I'm currently going on something called an IT. And for those of you who do not know what an IT is, it's basically this thing that Nigerian universities do, whereby if you're in your third year, I'm in my third year, by the way, studying computer science. If you're in your third year, during the second semester of your third year, you go for something called a CWES. I think it's Students Industrial Work Experience. I don't know what the other S at the end stands for, but it's basically this program that you have at your second semester. You do not offer any other course. You just go for that program. That program now could be anywhere. You go to any industry, any firm, any organization that is related to your course of study to basically get, you know, work experience. And later on, you'll be graded on what you analyzed or what you were able to find out. You know, just your experience, basically. I think you would give an oral presentation. And so it's for a period of 6 months. And I'm currently doing that. And so I would say it's a bit hectic. I'm currently majoring in cybersecurity. And so I do have fundamental knowledge of cybersecurity, but I'm just realizing how vast it is. You know, there's really a lot in cybersecurity and I'm at the tip of the iceberg and there's a lot to cover. So I would say that and a lot of other things, I've just been preoccupied with that. And I think that this podcast, it creates this sort of accountability platform that goes both ways, you know. Having this podcast makes me want to live up to what I actually talk about. I think it's one thing to come here and talk and talk and talk and talk. And I think it's another thing to actually be practicing what it is you talk about. You understand? And so I don't think I could come here and lie. I could literally come on this platform, on this episode, in this conversation between the both of us. And then I could just lie and say, yeah, journaling has been wonderful. I've just been journaling. It's been great. But I'm just not like that. You know, I wouldn't like that. So I haven't been, but I plan to really be consistent starting from today, really. I would, because the benefits are going to be so much. I think I've been journaling since I was like 9 years old. I've had like 4 or 5 journals in my very short lifetime. And the benefits are amazing. For those of you listening who know about this and I've talked about this, you guys probably are nodding your head because you know about the benefits. If you haven't, you know, if you don't know about this, you probably should check out the older episodes. But I just thought to, you know, get that out of the way, you know. That aside, let's just get right into the episode. So today I want to talk about a topic that I think is really, really important, which is social media. Social media is something that I think is really integrated into the lives of everybody. I think 99.9% of human beings, as at in 2025, are on social media. Almost everybody has a mobile phone. Almost everybody is on the internet. Almost everybody is on social media. And while that is beautiful, I feel like there are some negative sides of it that raise debates and questions. Like, is social media really good? Like, is it doing us more harm than good? Or are the benefits really so much that, you know, it's just haters of social media that say social media actually has bad tendencies or bad things that could happen to somebody? Is it just haters that are saying that? Or is there actually something that's coming out from what people are actually saying? And so today I want to talk about that, you know. We're going to be having a conversation about whether social media is really your friend, helping you in your self-development journey, or whether it's an enemy pulling you down from achieving your goals, okay? I did talk about this once. I had a talk about this in the community. A very good friend of mine reached out to me. I think it was about 3 months ago. a friend of mine reached out to me and was like, hey Martins, I have this community of over 200 plus people and I would like you to actually give us a talk about something. And I gave a talk about social media, and the title is the same as this podcast episode title. It was Social Media, A Friend or a Fool. And I loved the entire thing that happened there. It was my very first talk and I was nervous, you understand? I was a bit, it was my very first one. So, you know, I had all the whole, I had this whole, would I call it heebie-jeebies? I was just so, what if this doesn't go as planned? You know, but I did it. And that talk, that entire thing turned out to be the highlight of my entire day. It was beautiful, you know? You know, I had people reaching out to me, telling me about how the entire thing I talked about really hit them. And it was something that they really did like. It was so beneficial to them. I remember this particular girl who actually sent a message. And she was like, Martins, thank you for, you know, this talk that you actually gave. And that the entire conversation that I had with them gave her clarity and a better understanding on her relationship with social media. That warmed my heart so bad. I would consider myself some sort of soft boy. Right, and so that feedback, that heartfelt message of thanks from somebody, it really warmed my heart, you know, and it made me feel so good because I believed in what I was talking about so much, and I was not just stating like, you know, I was not just talking from my emotions. I was talking logically. I was talking with factual information, and to top it all off, the evidence was me. I was giving my own experience. I was giving my own problems, the solutions. And it was so real, you know, pouring out all those things and then getting feedback from people telling you that it resonated with them. It was beautiful. It was just so beautiful. And so today we're going to be talking about it in this episode. Social media is wonderful. Social media I can't even start to fathom how powerful and beautiful and what I could say seamless social media has integrated itself into our life. Social media has been a very, very big change into the way human beings interact with life as a whole and themselves, right? There's been so much benefit to social media. I know I've benefited from social media. The people I've met in my life, a lot of my friends, a good number of my friends are actually friends that I've met online, and we formed great relationships through social media. I've met wonderful people. I've been inspired by a lot of content on social media, right? Social media has been wonderful. But I think that if you look at it in a way, you might start to see that there are actually some bad effects of social media. Should we call it that? Let's call it that for now. There are some bad effects of social media. And I, for one, can say I'm actually a testament to this. I've had experiences with social media that were not good, that were not beneficial to me. How? You know, how, you might ask. There was a time that I was really, really addicted to my phone. Okay? There was a time that I was really, really addicted to my phone. That was a period whereby I would wake up in the morning, and I would not even do anything. Before I do anything, I'm on my phone. And this is just like, I would paint this scenario for you. I'm sleeping, right? It's morning. I'm waking up. I just go, my phone. I'm checking my messages. I'm checking social media. I'm just going. The phone is just beside me and I'm just checking it. It was so bad. It was so cold. I knew that this was not, it just didn't feel right. Waking up and immediately just going on your phone. And this continued for a period of time. It then progressed and became something really, really horrible. There was this period of time whereby I was no longer sleeping properly. Why? Because of TikTok. TikTok was on my phone and I would spend literal hours up just watching TikTok, just scrolling, just mindlessly doom scrolling. I would stay up from like 8 p.m. to like 4 a.m. in the morning. What am I doing? I'm subscribing to my data. I'm scrolling and scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. And the worst part is that after I scroll, the last video I watch, I do not even remember. I'm just scrolling. 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 And my data, my resources, like a lot of my resources are being spent, like my time, my data, my attention, my mindset, my everything. I'm just on the app, just mindlessly scrolling, mindlessly scrolling. It was so bad. It was so bad. Like, I genuinely thought that I had a problem. And some people might argue that, you know, that is just, that could be that I was trying to escape from something. And that there is a possibility, there's a tendency for that to happen to people. But I think in my case, I just needed sleep. Like, I really needed to sleep. But social media, particularly TikTok, was just too exciting. And I was just addicted to that goddamn application, right? And I'll talk later in the episode. I'll tell you guys later on what I did and how I was able to, you know, be free, actually, from the addiction of TikTok, okay? And the addiction of all of those patterns I had. I'll tell you guys later on this episode. But let's dive right into the benefits of social media. What are some of the benefits of social media? The first one is connecting with people. There are so many amazing people that I personally have met on social media. Like I mentioned earlier, friends that I've met, amazing, supportive, inspiring people that our primary means of communication has always just been social media, you know, particularly WhatsApp. I feel like WhatsApp Messenger is very much popular recently, actually. You know, before I used to think it was just Nigerians who use it, but it turns out a good number of people, both in the country and outside the country, use WhatsApp. And most people might argue that WhatsApp is not a social media, it's, you know, it's a messaging application, da 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 da. But it turns out that WhatsApp is actually a social media messenger, in the sense that it's much more private than Instagram. But at the same time, it's a social media platform and it's much more social than your default SMS application. Because on WhatsApp, you can create communities, you can create groups with hundreds of people. And then there is the status feature whereby you post your status, you look at other people's status, you can interact with a lot of people, right? And so WhatsApp qualifies as a social media, right? And so I've met a lot of people through social media. There are long distance friendship and even the couple of relationships that I've been on or I've been in. Social media played a very, very big role in communication, even for long distance friendships, for a lot. You know, social media is just very beneficial when it comes to connecting with people. And you know, when we had that lockdown whereby everybody was indoors for a very, very long period of time, people were much more on social media than they've ever been on before. And I think that was a very, very helpful tool during that time. Because just imagine if social media had not existed during lockdown. I think a lot of people would die, literally die out of loneliness, right? That's one of the benefits of social media. The second benefit of social media is expressing yourself. You've probably heard it somewhere. You've probably heard it on anywhere, actually, that social media is for expressing yourself. Social media is for putting out what you like there, you know, connecting with people that actually like what you like, you know, just meeting like minds, expressing your ideas, your personalities, your thoughts, your life. You know, social media is good for that. It's a good thing. It was built for that. The structure of social media was built with this benefit in mind. And so that is one of the benefits. There is also another benefit of sharing your wins and celebrating the wins of other people. So, I mean, from this definition or from these benefits I've listed, you can sort of see that the benefits are just social. Like, it is literally social media, and the benefits are social. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Like, all the benefits are social. It is social media, and so the benefits are social, and there are good social benefits of social media. You get what I'm trying to say, right? I think social media is also beneficial for, let's say, somebody who is starting a business, somebody who's putting their craft, their art, their work, their talents, their skill. Social media is a wonderful platform. There are wonderful platforms that you could actually put yourself out there. So social media is good. Like, there are benefits of social media. But just like I mentioned earlier in this episode, there are negative impacts of social media. The fact that there are good benefits of social media, it does not negate the fact that if you look at it, there are actually negative impacts of social media, right? And the first one is comparison. Comparison. Oh my God, comparison. I think if I start talking about comparison, we are all just going to sleep here. I will talk and talk and talk, and I could talk from now till tomorrow about comparison. I think comparison is something that a lot of people fall trap into, right? And I talked about this in an episode way back, so you can check it out. I think the episode was body dysmorphia and confidence. I think it was either body dysmorphia or confidence or beyond the scale in body image conversations. I've particularly talked about comparison when it comes to, you know, somebody being on a body journey. And so you can check those episodes out to just hear more about that. I feel like comparison is a tendency that most human beings have, or a lot of human beings have. And when you bring social media into that mix, it just becomes really, I think it becomes a disaster. Look at a human being who is struggling with comparison. Give that person social media where they have access to thousands of good-looking, well-to-do, successful people. And I think you've pretty much just destroyed that person's life, right? I would give you an example. Somebody on a weight loss journey. A person who is on a weight loss journey has a very, very good tendency to actually fall into the trap of comparison. I will try my best to paint a picture of what I'm going to, or what I'm trying to explain. And I will hope you understand what I'm trying to say. So you see somebody who actually has gained pounds, or who is actually a big person, I'll put it that way. And the person is like, okay, I've heard about the discipline it takes to lose weight. I've heard that it's a long process. I want to put my mind into it. I'm actually on this weight loss journey. You know, let me actually just go for it. And then the person goes to social media, and then they are now feasting on an algorithm that is showing them, you know, skinny models, showing them abs that are so chiseled to perfection. They are seeing defined jaw lines. They are seeing bodies, perfected bodies, you know, bodies that you cannot, and you probably will not be able to tell that most of them are actually not even real, and they went through a whole lot of Photoshop to appear the way they are. What do you think starts coming to that person's mind when they look at their body? What's the mental image that comes up? Is that person that they saw on social media, those group of girls, those group of guys that they saw, the bodies that they've been seeing, or they've been consuming them, that they've been consuming? You know what I'm trying to say? Like, I believe you're starting to get the picture I'm trying to paint now. Or let's give another example. Somebody who is, let's say, a fashion designer. You're an upcoming fashion designer. You want to build your own brand. You're trying to find your own identity, your personal touch. And this is what this person now does. The person wakes up, thinks about building their brand, thinks about creating their own clothing line. And then the person goes online, goes to Louis Vuitton's page. They look at the picture of a bag that Louis Vuitton created, and they're like, 1.1 million likes. God damn it. There is no way on earth. There is absolutely no way I'm going to make it anymore. How can you, like, look at the bags. Look at, they move, they leave it. They go to Gucci. They look at the products there. They sigh. They compare Gucci's products to where they are. They go to Yves Saint Laurent's page. They look at the bags. They look and they're like, oh my God, there is absolutely no way I can compare to this. Obviously, are you trying to see the picture I'm painting? You're consuming and comparing yourself to brands or people that are up there, out there, have more visibility. In terms of Louis Vuitton, Gucci, this example I just gave, these are brands that have created a name for themselves. They probably have very good customer retention. Like, they have a very good customer base. They've created visibility for themselves in a way that has, they existed long before you even thought of creating your brand, probably. And you come to compare yourselves to this kind of brand. You compare your current structure, your current journey, to a brand that has, I don't know, company. Like, do you try to see what I'm trying to do? A brand that has existed for a very, very long time. I think that in itself is a losing game. It's a losing battle, and doing that to yourself is a disservice. I hope that this picture I'm painting is actually resonating with you. Like, I hope you're getting what I'm trying to say. Like, social media is beautiful, but I think it becomes toxic when you now use it to compare, when there is this comparison tendency arising within your usage of social media. You understand what I'm trying to say? Another example I would say of a very negative impact of social media is a tendency to deter you from achieving your goals, right? I believe social media can slowly halt you from achieving your goals, or it would actually just push you backwards when it comes to you taking steps to achieve your goals, right? It sort of links into what I talked about in this first episode, but I think this episode talks more on the sort of content you are surrounding yourself with. It doesn't even come to comparison. I would give an example this way. I've talked about this in a previous episode. I think it's still the body dysmorphia episode, whereby I talked about how, on as a person who's, you know, working on your body, working on your journey, working on your growth, your social media should consist of accounts and people that are actually inspiring you to continue pursuing what you're pursuing, right? And so when I talk about the tendency to actually deter you from achieving your goals, when you now start surrounding your social media, your the people you're following, the content you engage with, when it's full of things that do not inspire you, things that are pulling you backwards, there is this tendency to now start slowly giving up on the reality of achieving your goals. Do you try to understand what I'm talking about? Let's say this same fashion designer who went to these pages I talked about, and instead of drawing motivation from it, instead of looking at their brands to say, okay, this is really, really beautiful, I wish I could get here, right? If these people can actually get here, I can actually get here, right? And looking at their products, their designs, their clothing lines, to then draw inspiration from it, to then modify that inspiration, add your personal touch, and put your own product out there. Instead of doing that, the person now starts to loot the brand. The person starts to think, I'm probably never going to get there. The person then compares their current state, their real complete current state, with just the front that whatever brand, whatever person it is they are looking at is presenting to them. Do you get what I'm trying to say? There will then be this tendency of the person to be like, I probably should not just even try. And I don't think this is only just for fashion designing or for weight loss. I think it applies to a lot of parts in life, a lot of goals, a lot of journeys that a lot of people are making. When you want to start a journey and you look at the big guys, the big dogs, the people at the top of the food chain, and all you feel is, will I say, sadness. You're not inspired by them. You don't find motivation. All you feel is this feeling of, I can never be like that. You would then just slowly start losing hope in achieving your goals. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You would then start losing sight of the picture and the joy and the possibility of achieving your own goals. You get what I'm trying to say, right? And so what I think that you as a person can actually do when it comes to this is to look at whatever thing it is you're looking at, or whatever brand, whatever person, whatever thing it is that you feel like it's on a higher pedestal or a higher level than wherever it is you're at. Look at it with inspiration. Think, what is this brand actually doing that I can actually implement and personalize it so that I can actually create a unique identity for myself? You can also look at it from this lens of, is there a loophole here? You can actually look at it from, what is this brand doing? Is there a loophole in this brand's design? Is there a loophole in this graphics design? Okay, this product they are making, what can actually make it more better? Okay, this is the solution to their problem. How do I implement it into my own structure, into my own product, so that I present it out there? And hey, even if you do not want to do that, you can then pitch that solution to that brand. Do you actually get where I'm coming from? You understand? So that is actually a fix to this. But you can then see that if you do not have that mindset, there is going to be undoubtedly the tendency to actually lose hope due to comparing and due to believing that there is no space for you to actually achieve, because there are other people out there, there are other good, glorified things out there, in which a lot of the times they are just polished. They might not be as good as you think. You understand? And so Those are the negatives. Those are the negative impacts of social media, right? And so from the conversation that we have so far, I believe that you can then start to see that there are actually good sides to social media, and then there are negative sides to social media. And I think you can then start to even conclude that social media is like a coin. On one side, there are benefits. On the other side, there are detrimental attributes to it. And you can then see that the ability of either of these good or bad effects to affect the person would then depend on the way that person relates with social media, the way that person actually, their relationship with social media. They can actually let social media control them, or they create good control over their social media, right? And so I think what you should actually take away from this episode is to check the people you follow. I want you to do this. This is sort of a takeaway. The people and the accounts you follow, are they accounts that your future self would actually want to follow? Are they accounts that inspire you? Are they accounts that draw motivation? Are they accounts that challenge you in a positive way? You should not be following accounts that make you feel down, that make you feel uninspired, that make you feel like your goals are impossible, because that account is only and always showing their wins. That account is showing so much edited videos that you don't even. Do you get what I'm trying to say? For the episode whereby I talked about, once again, I'm referring to the episode of, I talked about body journeys and all of that. For a person now who is on a body journey, whether you want to gain weight or whether you want to lose weight, it's advisable most times to actually surround yourself with the community of people on that journey. Because think about it, if you are on a weight loss journey, if you are on, you want to create your fashion brand, if you want to do whatever it is you want to do, and you are surrounding yourself with people like you, when I say the average Joe, who is actually also building their own portfolio, who's building their brand, who is making waves almost on the same level as you, or even if they are not making waves on the same level as you, they are showing you their wins. But if you look at their catalog, you can see that they also documented the failures, showing you that they are just like you. You understand? If you actually surround yourself, your account, your social media with those kind of people, you will then come to start to feel inspired. You will then start to feel like, if this person is doing this, if this person can do this, then so can I. With your friends, or with, let's say, physically, that applies to physical associations, surrounding yourself with people who you're feeling inspired by. You're just looking at it not from a depressive mind, or not from a mindset that is like not inspired, but from a mindset that is like, if this person can actually do this, then so can I. You then trace it that even if the content you are consuming is from people that are actually at the top, let it be that those people are actually people that are also showing you their journey. They are also people that are showing you their losses, how they were just like you, how they made it to the top. They are relatable, they are inspiring. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Don't follow content that you know that is not adding any sort of value to you. That is a takeaway, I would say. And so the takeaway I'm telling you to do is to vet your social media, vet your accounts, everything you follow. The people you're following, are they inspiring you? Are they motivating you? Think of it this way also. If you are on a journey and you are actually reaching that journey, you're reaching that goal, you're leveling up yourself, that future version of yourself, would that future version of yourself want to be associated with the accounts that you actually follow? Do you think that those accounts you're following are adding any iota of value to you? That is actually something to consider. I would also say, train your algorithm. Learn to click not interested. I particularly do this thing whereby if I see a content that I don't like, I scroll really fast, because I believe that the speed would, the way I scrolled really fast would sort of teach the algorithm that I definitely did not like this. It will show the algorithm how much I did not like this. You can also do that as well. I personally do that. But all I'm trying to say is, train your algorithm, guys. Train your algorithm. Let social media be a tool that would aid you in your journey, and not something that would ultimately deter you in your journey, right? And so, remember how I talked about, the TikTok stuff, and how we'll talk about it later on in this episode. I definitely did something about that TikTok addiction and all of that. So I'll be talking about it now. What did I do about that TikTok addiction? Because I know a lot of people, a good number of youths, Gen Zs, and even young adults on TikTok. TikTok is like, I don't know, TikTok is the new drug. TikTok is a new drug. I'll put it that way. And so here's what I did. I tried a couple of things when I was trying to stop this TikTok addiction, okay? I uninstalled the app, okay? Uninstalled the app. Yes, it was a very big move to make. I felt pained by it, but I told myself, nope, as I've uninstalled this, there is no way I'm going to install it. Like, there is absolutely no way it's going to get me now. Guess what? A couple of days later, I was on Play Store. I was installing the application. I logged back in and continued watching my videos. The same detrimental routine continued. I said, no, I need to stop this. I did another thing. If you're using an Android device, then you probably know about this feature called Freezer, whereby you can just put your app in the freezer. It sort of saves your storage space and all of that. But I was using an Android phone at that time. Now I use an iOS, but I was using an Android phone, and it came with the Freezer feature. And so I put the TikTok in the Freezer feature, and I was like, now it's not going to have any effect on me. I probably would forget about this thing. Guess what? That freezer feature was just at my home screen. And so I could tap on it and just get into it. Guess what? That my phone, the Android phone, was a phone that you do not even need to remove the application from freezer to use it. You could just tap it and use it. And so I clicked on it and I continued a couple of days later watching the TikTok. The same detrimental routine continued. The only thing was that whenever I'm using the application on TikTok, when I'm using the application in the freezer app, if I were to actually scroll out, the entire thing would cancel. And then I'd get so mad and upset that, oh my God, I was watching this video. Why didn't I complete it? I think one thing is clear here. That pattern was not sustainable and it was not working for me. And then I tried something. As an Android user, again, most of you guys would know this feature on your app called Hide Apps, whereby you can hide an application and create a password for it. I told myself, enough is enough. Let's try this. You know, all of this was an awareness. It was an awakening. I don't even know how to even paint this picture because I don't want it to sound like I was struggling with this and randomly woke up and was like, you know what? I'm going to find a solution. And within a week, I did. This was a very long period of trial and error, right? And so I'm just giving you sharp and quickly insights into what I did, right? And so you know this feature called Hide Apps. I did it. I put my TikTok application inside the Hide Apps. I created a very, very lengthy password. I created a lengthy password for this. I don't think it was too lengthy, but it was substantially long. And I put it there. And I noticed something. When I did this, the rate at which I accessed this TikTok started to drop. It dropped like 80%. Why is that? You might want to ask. And I think this was because of the fact that the process of accessing the application became much more difficult. Unlike before, whereby if I uninstalled it, I just knew to go to Play Store and install it. And listen, this to other people might not be a substantial solution, right? But to me, it worked well for me. It restricted me in a way that I did not even imagine it would. And I did talk about it in my friends' community. Whenever I wanted to access the TikTok application, I would have to swipe my fingers in a certain way on the home screen just for that Hide Apps to pop up. And you would sometimes forget how to actually swipe because it's a pattern. I think you would swipe from the bottom up, but I always forgot. You know, I always kept on forgetting how to actually do that. And so you would swipe and then you would then click on hashtag and put in the combination of passwords that you've put. And then you would open it. It was so technical. It was so technical to do it. And I would say that the rate at which I was accessing this app was reducing. It was like 80% reduction in the way I was accessing this application. I think that what happened was that I was comforted by the fact that the application was on my phone. But there was this restriction. You know, I was restricted by the procedures that I had to take to get into the application. And so I started becoming more intentional because I was now very, very much conscious of the effort I had to put to open this application. And so before I put in that effort, I'm like, okay, I'm going to put in this password. I'm going to do my hand like this. I'm going to swipe like this, make this gesture. Is it going to be worth it to doom scroll? I had loaded as a student. Data can be so expensive, right? As a student, you know, you're kind of working on a lot of things. You're trying to save money. Subscribing to data is a very, 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 very expensive thing, especially when you're using it on an application or on anything that is consuming it almost in an hour, right? Depending on the kind of plan you're doing. And I wasn't even doing very cheap plans. I was doing substantial plans, but TikTok was draining them. And so when I put into consideration the time I would spend there, when I put into consideration the data, okay, the data that I would actually spend on that application, my mind, my attention, I would be like, you know what? I would probably just not spend time on TikTok. And subconsciously, I started to find alternatives. Instead of spending so much time on data, I would save that data for WhatsApp or for any other social media platform. I was not really addicted to other ones. I would save that data to connect with people, do assignments, do projects, do calls, and then I would find an alternative, which is watching series. I absolutely love watching series. And so I would find an alternative. I would go hang out with other people, with my siblings, with friends. I would chat, I would watch series, and I would forget about TikTok. It's sort of this out of sight, out of mind thing. You get? And so if you're anybody or you're somebody who is actually struggling with an addiction to a particular social media app, if that application is not really bringing you money, TikTok wasn't at that point. I don't think TikTok is not still give, it's not giving me money at all. I've not really gotten into that platform. But if that platform is not giving you money, it's not helping you put your business out there, you're not putting yourself out there through that platform, you're not expressing yourself on that platform, and you are spending excessive time, you are doom scrolling, you are swiping, and you go out to that application feeling detrimental. If you're using an Android phone, you can just try out what I did, and you would come to realize that the procedures that it would take you to get into the application would be a limitation for you, and you would slowly start to lose interest in it. And just the same way that I now started to go into that platform with intention, let's say I now stay, I have not used that platform for a while. If I want to search for a particular creator, I want to search for motivation, I want to search for some edits, I want to search for, I would then go there with particular intentionality. And I would go into the application, I would search for whatever it is I want to search for. Sometimes, do I get carried away? Yes. But being carried away is not as much as I would just see the app and enter and just be going aimlessly. I came there with an intention. And so maybe I might be carried away for like 2-3 minutes. And then I would remember that consciousness will hit me that I came here for a purpose. I came here for a reason. I came here to search for this. And then I'm out. Very painful to swipe out, but then I'm out. Do you get? And over time, continuously doing that, I just had this resistance to TikTok. And now that I currently use an iOS device, I didn't even bother to install. I wanted to install TikTok, but I saw the application size. I saw the application size and I was like, no way. It seems like applications on iOS devices, they are on the applications rather on the App Store, they are much more expensive. They are much more larger rather. And so when I looked at the amount of data that TikTok would take to download on this iPhone, I was like, you know what? I'm good. I am not missing anything. I truly have not missed anything. So it's been like, 3 months since I started using an iOS device and I have not opened TikTok. And I am so good. I am not missing out on anything. Okay? I am not missing out on anything. So I would urge you, if you want to try this, you could try this. Just do it consistently. You would see that rewiring. You would see that resistance that would come up there. Okay? All in all, I would just urge you, ensure that social media is a tool that you use to better yourself or for your benefit in your self-development journey. Don't let it be something that would deter you from achieving your goals. We are not out here looking for baggage. We are looking for assets. Do you get? Okay? And that's all I've got for today, folks. Thank you for listening. Thank you for spending your time here with me in this conversation. It's always wonderful to have these meaningful conversations with you guys. Check out the Almost 20 podcast on Instagram at Almost 20 podcast. Give us a follow. Check out me, your host, on Instagram at _GuyMartins. I'm trying to build some sort of personal presence on social media, especially on Instagram, right? And so I'm just trying to post, you know, I don't want to call it lifestyle because it's not really that. It might be that, but I don't want to call it lifestyle. I want to basically just post me being 1% better in various aspects of my life, just creating a public presence basically. So I'd appreciate if you guys checked it out. I'm doing it slowly, trying to find consistency, but still give me a follow, shoot me a DM, let's talk, okay? Don't forget to rate the podcast. That really helps a lot, okay? Don't forget to rate the podcast wherever it is you're listening on. Don't forget to comment to tell me what you thought about the episode. Don't forget to follow the podcast. And if you're listening on Spotify, please click the notification bell beside the follow button so that you get notified anytime there's a new episode. Okay, I think that's it, guys. Okay, thank you for listening once again. It's always pretty cool to come here and have a conversation with you. And I'll see you in the next episode, okay? Bye.